Good morning, 710 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I came across something yesterday that was so just distressing. Honestly, it was so, and yet, you know, it's, if we're going to be honest, you know, we need to report things honestly. And it was essentially one of the representatives of Hamas who did an interview. And you can't hear him in English because he's speaking in his language, but it's Ghazi Hamad, a member of Hamas's political bureau. And he was talking about the attack against Israel and a variety of other things related to that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you him, but then I'm going to read you the translation that's coming along with it. Okay? So this is a representative of Hamas, in his own words, but again, unfortunately, I have to read you the translation in English, and I may have to pause it a few times because he speaks very quickly, and I want to make sure you hear all the words properly. But this was an interview that he did on November 1st. This is 2 days ago. Here, hold on just a second. I got to work with the...
Israel dawla la muqam laha ala ardina.
Okay, Israel is... it's so fast. Israel is a country that has no place on our land.
Ala ardina.
We must remove that country because it constitutes a security, military, and political catastrophe to the Arab and Islamic nation. God, it's so fast. I'm sorry. I wish I had it all written down, but it was on the translation. To an Arab and Islamic nation and must be finished. We are not ashamed to say this with full force. We must teach Israel a lesson, and we will do this again and again. The Al-Aqsa flood, that's the name of the operation that killed the civilians, is just the first time, and there will be a second, a third, a fourth. Because we have the determination, the resolve, and the capabilities to fight. Will we have to pay a price, she interjects. Yes, and we are ready to pay it. Or maybe he's asking to himself, I'm not sure, but either way, will we have to pay a price? Yes, and we are ready to pay it. We are called a nation of martyrs, and we are proud to sacrifice martyrs. We did not want to harm civilians. Remember when I said, you know, be careful what you listen to, because, I mean, just outright lie. But we did not want to harm civilians. But there were complications on the ground. Complication on the ground that led to, the horrible things, okay? And there was a party in the area with civilian population. It was a large area across 40 kilometers. The occupation must come to an end, she says. The occupation where? In the Gaza Strip? No, I'm talking about all the Palestinian lands. Does that mean the annihilation of Israel? Yes, of course. The existence of Israel is illogical. The existence of Israel is what causes all that pain, blood, and tears. It is Israel, not us. We are the victims of the occupation, period. Therefore, nobody should blame us for the things we do. On October 7th, October 10th, October 1 millionth, everything we do is justified.
It is justified.
Just so you know. 714 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Of course, the air show is going on. You can have your opinion about an event, but their view is, well, we'll do that again a million times if we need to. And we're totally fine because Israel should not exist. That land does not belong to them. And anything we do in taking back the land they stole from us is justified. Wipe them all off the face of the planet? Well, that's a good start. 7:15 on News Radio 92.3, Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, if you're headed to Cory Station, they have closed the back gate now, and traffic is being routed back to the front gate, which is extremely backed up. So if you're headed to Cory Station, just pack your patience. I-10 eastbound between Davis and Scenic, there was some debris in the roadway reported earlier, and some motorists were pulled over to the shoulder. I don't see any major slowdowns there yet, but if you are headed I-10 eastbound between Davis and Scenic, just be aware of that. Also, 98's checking in pretty good so far. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace is flowing smoothly. This traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'll tell you a funny story. You haven't been here long enough to see this, but the promo that we used to read for Knox said Knox Pets.
Pets. Yeah, it says that on the copy. I had to stop myself. It says, yeah, free pets.
So it's still that way. That's so funny. So it's very, the reason Jake reads it slowly is to get it right.
Yeah, I keep saying
that is a hard one to, they know that's an easy one to mess up.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle and really kind of just starting to think about it, right? You don't want to shop when you need, you want to shop when you're thinking about it, because then you can shop when you're not hungry. Like, you don't go to the grocery store when you're starving, right? Don't go to the, you know, the used car place at Frontier. Don't go there when you're like desperate to get a car. Go when you don't need one, because then you can think about it, walk away, take some time, and say no. Okay, that puts you in position of power. But do go there and shop around and see all the different sedans, all the different pickups, all the different SUVs and minivans that you can look at side by side and compare them, all cars that are a year, two, maybe 3 years old with low miles and great condition, and decide what you want. And then if they've got it, maybe you buy it. If they have it, maybe you want a color, you want to wait 6 months, whatever you want to do, but at least you're informed. And also, by the way, and I say this with all sincerity, maybe treat it a little bit like a date if you're, you know, in a relationship, and take your person with you and have some fun. Drive three or four cars. Have them drive it. Drive a, you know, drive a something outside of your category. You're getting a sedan, drive one pickup. You're getting, you know, a minivan, one sports car. Oh, just for dream building sake, right? Maybe. But then, you know, you decide, okay, that's not what I'm going to buy, but that's fine. You had fun doing it. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Today at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
This weekend is when daylight savings time ends, so be sure to set your clock back 1 hour so you don't miss church this Sunday. The idea of daylight savings is simply to enjoy the daylight wisely. Jesus said in John 9:4, and I quote, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work," end quote. Jesus then explained that he is the light of the world. And as we watch our world getting darker and darker, remember that the sinless Son of God remains the bright, shining light, offering redemption to the world. Interestingly, in Matthew 5:16, Christians are called to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So make sure to fall back this weekend and be on time as you gather with your local church this Sunday.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
I'm getting hungry. What do you want to eat?
Let me check out that foodies page that I follow.
Let's see, it says for sure, Scenic 90 Cafe, great for homestyle cooking.
Oh, Scenic 90 Cafe is a retro 50s inspired diner. It has breakfast, lunch, dinner, one of those old school soda fountain dessert bars, and everything's made from scratch in-house.
Happy hour specials, food, wine, and beer every Tuesday through Thursday, and specials on oysters and bubbles on Fridays.
Scenic 90 Cafe, for 24 years on Scenic Highway, just a few doors down from Agape Bistro and Garden. Visit Scenic 90 Cafe, online at scenic90cafe.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
I gotta send somebody from this squadron to Miramar. I got to do something here. I still can't believe it. I got to give you your dream shot. I'm going to send you up against the best. You two characters are going to Top Gun.
In order to demonstrate the dirty, slow-speed handling characteristics of the Boeing F-818 Hornet, Captain Frosch has called for the extension of the landing gear and tail hooks by the four Diamond pilots as they execute a maneuver performed by no other jet demonstration team in the world today. From the left, the Diamond Dirty Loop.
Oh, man, that's going back a couple of years. That was from the Homecoming Air Show in 2015. Yeah, that was Jeff Koos calling back when Tom Frosch was the CEO, was the flight demonstration leader, the commanding officer, and I flew with him that year, 8 years ago. God, no, is that right? It just doesn't seem like that's possible, but yeah. Wow. Amazing. Anyway, one of the best days of my life, and of course, Captain Koos, the number six pilot the next year. That's how that rotation works. They're the narrator 1 year, then they're the opposing solo six, and then they're the lead solo five the following year. So it's a three-year tour for the solo tracks, and of course, he passed away in that horrible crash in Smyrna the following year, but... one of the greatest days of my life, and I will always, always cherish the gift they gave me. 722 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The U.S. reportedly has intelligence that Russia's Wagner mercenary group plans to provide Hezbollah with an air defense system. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that unidentified U.S. officials are saying that Wagner plans to supply Hezbollah with a system that uses anti-aircraft missiles. The Wagner Group has not commented on that report. The man accused of plotting the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur has pleaded not guilty.
As to that charge, have you pleaded guilty or not guilty? Okay. Sir, you have the right to have a jury trial set within 60 days. Would you like to invoke or waive that right? Right.
And Dwayne Keefe D. Davis was in Las Vegas court Thursday after his arraignment had been delayed twice. He did waive his right to a speedy trial, was appointed a public defender. There's a new reality show coming soon inspired by James Bond. It's called 007 Road to a Million. Apparently, the contestants will be competing for $1 million by taking part in stunts that they say are worthy of James Bond.
Okay. I don't really think of James Bond as the stunt guy.
Yeah, not really.
I think of him as the gadget and gal guy.
Right, yeah. So I don't know. I guess it'll be interesting to see what they do. But yeah. 9 pairs of contestants travel around the world searching for a briefcase that'll lead them to the next round of the competition. I don't know. I guess maybe they just licensed the 007 name and needed to use it on something.
Put that on top of something and make a little bit of money with it. Right, yeah. So, I mean, maybe Daniel Craig's a little bit more stunt-oriented than, you know, say, Sean Connery or something like that. But, okay, all right, fair enough. David, thanks so much for the update. I was out at the base yesterday as we're getting ready for the Homecoming Air Show today and tomorrow. It's going to be packed. It's going to be fun. It's going to be loud, and we love it. Got a chance to talk to one of the maintainers and also the number four pilot, Scott Goosens. They'll have that interview coming up for you in about 15 minutes. But before that, Leon Grant, the crew chief Bravo, the second crew chief for the number four jet that Goosens flies.
Anything about the job that you found?
Sorry, that was in the middle of the interview. Here's the beginning.
We're here with Leon Grant. He's a crew chief. What is your particular role, Leon?
So I'm actually lucky enough to work with four. So
all right.
I'm the first, excuse me, a little sick. I'm the last one to shake his hand before he leaves and the first one, and the first one to shake his hand when he gets back. So I make sure that he has a safe aircraft to take and also functional.
So you're the senior crew chief for the number four?
I'm actually the Bravo.
Oh, okay.
So yes, it's my first year on the team.
Okay, and next year you'll be the Alpha?
Yes, okay. With a different pilot since four is sadly
right,
leaving
exactly.
us.
Right, exactly. So that will be Amanda Lee, right, is moving to
No, I won't be working with the Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee. I'll be working with the new pilot.
Oh, you're moving to a whole
Yeah, I'm moving
entirely.
To the number three spot.
I gotcha. So what has the year meant to you so far?
It's been amazing. I've always known about the Blue Angels joining. I started here in Pensacola, and I've seen the Blue Angels flying over. But going back into the fleet, I didn't think I'd make my way back here. So being here, doing the air show, seeing how much the Blue Angels means to the community, being on the lecture before, seeing how his family's enjoys what he does and the community, it's great. I love it. I'm glad to be here.
And where are you from originally?
I'm Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Okay. And how do you like Pensacola?
By the way, Fava, North Carolina. I didn't understand it till I went back and listened to the tape later. But yeah, I'd not heard of it, but he says it so quickly. Anyway, back to the interview.
I love it.
Sorry, here.
And where are you from originally?
I'm Fava, North Carolina.
Okay. And how do you like Pensacola?
I love it. It's a lot different North Carolina, but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to have 2 more years on the team, is that right?
Yes. Yes, 2 more years.
So you'll be an alpha, and then what after that, or do you know yet?
I'm an aviation ordnanceman, so I'm going to continue to be a crew chief while I'm here. So
I gotcha.
I'll follow the next pilot.
No missiles to maintain on these birds.
Not, no. It's okay. I know what I came here to do, so I'm enjoying it.
Anything about the job that you found, challenging, difficult, rewarding particularly?
Probably the schedule was the most challenging, but it's worth it. You get used to it, and we're here at the end of it, so it's great.
Well, I know it's a big job, and you know the kind of unusual relationship where he doesn't even check his own plane. You guys confirm it to him, and that's all there is a different responsibility level than you might have in the fleet. So
definitely,
thank you for being here. Thanks for being in the Navy and helping our folks fly in the fleet and fly here in the Blue Angels. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Yeah, that is one of the sort of a little thing that, you know, maybe a lot of people know, but not everybody knows, is that when you're out on the, you know, typically a pilot inspects his own plane. But the Blue Angels do not inspect their own plane. They walk out, get in the cockpit, and go because the crew chief inspects the plane. It's a very different kind of relationship that they have. 726 News Radio 92.3, Jake's got traffic for us.
Well, Cory Station has been the story this morning. They've closed the back gate, and traffic is being routed back to the front gate, which is already, of course, super slow.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
After
no
waiting
way
in the back gate line, they have to go and wait again in the front. Oh,
right,
man.
Yeah. And they would sit there for 30 minutes and then get routed back to the front to wait in line again. So, yeah, quite a mess there. Also, I-10 eastbound might be a little slow between Davis and Scenic. If you see some people pulled over on the side, there was some debris in the roadway earlier. Looks like they may have moved that out. Highway 90 going by Beulah Middle School is starting to show congestion. Otherwise, 98's flowing pretty smoothly for this time of morning. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays, and no delays on Burgess or Olive. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home and just kind of in that investigating phase, or, I mean, on the verge. I mean, I don't want to rule you out if you're getting ready to do something, but if you just want to sit down with somebody and ask questions, Christina Leavenworth is happy to do it. She loves talking to people about real estate, and she's self-described a nerd about it. Like, she wants to know everything, and she wants to help people make good decisions, which is what they do. And, you know, when she first started, you know, her background kind of being in the news and understanding people and getting to know them and talk with them, I mean, that turned out to be a great skill. But, you know, all of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try real estate, you know. I hope it works for you. A little bit of success from like 6 or 7 years now, 230 homes sold last year. That's okay. I mean, I know realtors who would, a home a month is pretty good. You know, for a lot of realtors would like to do a home a month, and, you know, 230 in the year is not too shabby. Anyway, so if you want to talk to somebody, pick her brain, ask her questions, and get great insight and information to make a good decision, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158. All right, what else do we have? As you heard at the top of the hour, you had David Wayne mention to you that Rick Scott has now endorsed President Trump for president over DeSantis. Not a huge surprise given the sort of political alignment or misalignment. Rick Scott and Governor DeSantis are not, let's just say, best buddies. So, you know, that kind of stuff is in the simmering in the background. And, of course, you know, Rick Scott, what he said basically is, look, the people are speaking. I don't think the people are speaking just yet, but it's just polling so far. But still, you know, clearly, and we should never forget it, that until something dramatic changes, President Trump is by far the front runner in the Republican primary to become president. Everything else aside, that's just true. And he says he's the one that has the leadership capability to make it all happen. And there you go. Oh, and good Lord, this squabbling over boot lifts. It's just, you haven't heard me talk about it because it seems so stupid. I mean, the whole thing is Governor DeSantis artificially inflating his height with the lifts and the boot. This is the thing that Trump seizes on. And then basically DeSantis challenges him, said, you know, well, if he wants to criticize my height, if he's got the man parts, I'll say euphemistically, to show up and actually debate me on stage, well, we'll have a conversation about it. You know, I mean, good Lord, last time around it was the size of a man's hands. Now it's the size of a man's boot lifts or what. Our country never ceases to amaze me. It never ceases to amaze me, the ridiculous, petty, absurd stuff that somehow or other, everybody knows. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing that people pick up. Not, for example, you know, how the Constitution works or, you know, how the court system works or what the tax rate is. Stuff that actually matters, right?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Israel, reiterating support for the military operation against Hamas terrorists and pushing for more humanitarian aid in Gaza.
We also are thinking every single moment of our hostages.
241 hostages held in Gaza, according to the Israeli military. 10 are believed to be American citizens. Former President Trump appeals a gag order banning public statements about potential witnesses and the special counsel prosecuting his federal election conspiracy case.
The Trump legal team argues the gag order unconstitutionally bristles with hostility to President Trump's viewpoint and violates his First Amendment rights. Former president's team says if the appeals court turns them down, they will take the gag order to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Fox's Jack Callahan, the Labor Department, reports 150,000 new jobs added to the economy last month and an unemployment rate at 3.9%. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 48 degrees in Pensacola. A suspect has now been identified in that deadly shooting in Brownsville Wednesday. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says they are looking for 28-year-old Shibri Steverson. That shooting happened on West Blunt Street. A male victim was found with a gunshot wound in the abdomen. They were taken to the hospital where he died. Not much is known about this incident other than that it reportedly stemmed from an argument. If you have any information on Steverson, you're asked to contact the sheriff's office or call Crime Stoppers. Well, today is day one of the Blue Angels homecoming air show at NAS Pensacola. Base Public Affairs Officer Bruce Cummins has some do's and don'ts if you're planning on going to the show today. He says bring some sunscreen, but don't.
Absolutely no weapons. We can't have any weapons on board. Coolers, you know, those aren't something that we can do. Outside food and beverage, there's tons of stuff that's going to be available, you know, inside.
And this year's theme is celebrating women in aviation. The gates open here in about a half an hour at 8 o'clock. The shows, air shows are scheduled to begin starting at 9:30, both this morning and tomorrow as well. Lawmakers laying out their plans ahead of next week's special legislative session. We learn more with News Radio's Joe Ford.
Yeah, both the House and Senate have released their proposals, including a change to the state's school voucher program. The change would remove a cap on the program to benefit students with disabilities and would be funded by more than $300 million set aside in the state budget. They'll also discuss additional sanctions on Iran. That session starts Monday and is expected to last 4 days. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. City leaders in Pensacola still looking into that pilot program to put red light cameras at several city intersections. Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall says he's been looking at crash data dating back over the last 5 years.
And that was like 15,000 traffic crashes in the city, just in the city of Pensacola.
Man.
And you got to imagine, you know, each one of those crashes requires an officer. We spent about 5,000 hours and that's just calculating one officer and working, you know, 1 year crashes. And I want to say it was in 2022, the year we looked at for that.
And Randall tells News Radio that he calculated those numbers based on only one officer responding. But most of those crashes, he says, are on main roads and require more than one officer for traffic control. City leaders say they're hoping to get a red light camera program operating here in the near future in Pensacola. Attorney General Ashley Moody asking Floridians to be on the lookout for any suspicious activity. She was in Palm Beach County yesterday for a confidential security briefing. Moody says that with the recent influx in immigration from the nation's southern border, there is no telling what could happen throughout the country. Donald Trump has a new endorsement from Florida Senator Rick Scott. Scott says he's known Trump a long time and endorsed him in 2016 and also worked with him as both governor and in the Senate. Rick Scott says Governor DeSantis also never asked for his endorsement. Donors apparently want their money back from Orlando's One Pulse Foundation, but they may be out of luck. That organization raised several million dollars to build a memorial and museum to the victims of the 2016 mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub. Well, they announced last week that they won't be building the museum after all. A spokesman said yesterday there was never a plan to return money to individual donors. They say the donations have already been used appropriately. It's 7:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
Well, Cory Station has been really backed up all morning. They have actually closed the back gate, and traffic is being rerouted back to wait in the long line at the front gate. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest is showing a really slow roll all the way down to Highway 29. Highway 90 going by Beulah Middle School is starting to show some congestion from the school drop-off. Also, Highway 98 westbound at Tiger Point is really starting to back up from the light at Garson Point. And looking here now, it looks like Highway 29 just north of 10 Mile showing a lot of backup down to 9 Mile there. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We do have a beautiful start to the day. Temperatures a little chilly. We do warm up in the afternoon, 73 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 50s, 55 degrees for your low. Nice weather for your weekend. We do have mostly sunny skies on Saturday, 75 degrees for your high, 57 degrees for your low. Mid-70s continue for Sunday with sunny skies. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
48 in Pensacola, 51 in Gulf Breeze, and 45 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Novo Nordisk says its blockbuster weight loss drug Wegovy could receive expanded approval from the FDA within 6 months. CFO Carsten Munk Knudsen told CNBC the Danish pharmaceutical company had received priority review in its application for approval of Wegovy as a treatment for reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. A green light from the health agency could potentially boost the insurance coverage prospects of the highly sought-after drug. Novo yesterday reported record profits and sales for its latest quarter on the back of the runaway success of its obesity drug. Google has confirmed it ended its agreement with a development partner that was working on four key campus sites. Len Lease announced that Google decided to end the contracts it had to develop campuses in districts that included San Jose, Sunnyvale, and two in Mountain View. On Wall Street, futures are little changed after stocks rallied yesterday. The Dow Industrials soared 564. The Nasdaq jumped 232. That's Your Money Now.
This fall in Pensacola, Florida, celebrate 10 years of FUFU. This year promises to be bigger, funner, and, well, artier. Engaging art installations, livelier music, more amazing cuisine, and a vibrant culture that's contagious. Discover it all this fall. Come celebrate 10 years of FUFU Fest, November 2nd through the 13th in Pensacola, Florida. Start planning at FUFUFest.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola morning. It's good to have you. Good to be talking with you. I'm glad you're there. This may surprise me. It may not. I think I've told you before, but I still, like, I was at lunch yesterday with some guys, you know, all of whom are kind of like, you know, local movers and shakers. They build things and make things happen and all this stuff. And, like, most of them listen to the show and, like, every day. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I still, to this day, I'm still like, wow. People get up in the morning and they choose to listen to me talk about Pensacola news. I mean, just, I don't know. There's something about it that's just amazing to me. Maybe it's because I can't see you, you know? So it still kind of surprised me. But I don't take it for granted. I appreciate it. And genuinely, when I meet people and they're like, I listen to the show every day, I'm like, thank you. You know, I appreciate that. It's humbling every single time. So I do. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for listening. I'm glad you find it worth listening to. Yesterday, I had a chance to interview Blue Angel number 4. That's the slot pilot. If you're looking at the diamond, that's the rear one, the middle and the back. Lieutenant Commander Scott Goosens, talked with him for a good bit about being a Blue, and it's the end of his tour because he's after this in 2 days. He's no longer on the team.
And where are you from?
Oops, sorry, I'm in the wrong place in the interview. There we go.
We're here with Leon Grant. He's a crew chief.
That's the wrong thing entirely. Goodness, my computer is silly today. Okay, here we go. Sorry about that.
So we are on the flight line, which is how we like to do the interviews for the Homecoming Air Show, with Lieutenant Commander Scott Goosens, number 4, call sign Goose, right?
Not exactly, no.
And getting ready for the, really your last air show as a Blue Angel after, 2 years on the team, right?
Yes, sir. 2 years on the team. It's been an absolute honor to be a part of this team, and really excited for this last show.
What does it mean to you coming up toward the end now? I mean, we'll start from the end at the beginning, but last show, it's got to have a kind of a mixed emotion, I bet.
Yeah, it's bittersweet. This has been the most rewarding tour of my career. You know, what I will miss the most will definitely be just coming to work every day with the people. We have such a great group here. You know, the cream of the crop, the best of the best in the fleet. And I will miss that. I'll miss that camaraderie and just this high-functioning organization that I've been so fortunate to be a part of for the last 2 years. The flying's great, but I promise it'll be the people that I'll miss the most.
And probably seeing the kids and doing the service and going out in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have such a unique mission here on the Blue Angels that's slightly different than what our fleet counterparts and what we did prior to coming to this team and what we'll do after coming to this or being on this team. And you know, having been so fortunate to do that for the last couple of years, it's been a great way to help represent my brothers and sisters in the Marine Corps serving around the world, and really to just showcase naval aviation to the American public. And you know, I'm a direct product of that. This is a team that inspired me to go down this road in the first place when I was a kid. So I know how powerful this team is with their ability to inspire the youth of America, not just to do military service, but to really just pursue excellence in their lives, whatever their career choice may be.
So coming toward the end, you've got a really good perspective on what it's like to be in the Blue Angels. Did it turn out to be what you expected? More, different, anything?
I think definitely more than I expected. I think you don't really know what you're stepping into on this team until you're here and you're living it. People talk about how busy it is, how exciting it is, how unlike anything you've ever done before this tour is like. And that's absolutely true. And there's no way to really be prepared for it when you arrive. But I tell you what, having gone through 2 years and coming out the backside now, it's been absolutely incredible. And it's been something I wouldn't trade for the world. No.
It's a pretty relentless schedule. I mean, I know life in the fleet, when you're, especially if you're deployed, is, you know, pretty active. But the Blue Angel schedule is, it's no joke.
Yes, it's certainly busy. I think we hit 32 cities this year, so you're on the road quite a bit. I think it's around 300-something days a year. So, it is a relentless schedule. It is, I think, 2 years is about the right amount of time, especially when you're hitting every single one of those shows every year. But it's, like I said, been an incredible honor, and it's been such a special experience, one that I'm so thankful for, and that I'm so thankful that my family has been able to accompany me on. And I know they're also feeling those bittersweet feelings as well as this comes to an end. But I think they'll be very happy, and I will also be very happy to be able to spend a little more time with them.
Sounds like that's your way of saying it's better being the diamond than to be a solo, because they're 3 years on the team.
Well, I think that's obvious.
I was thinking about this. Do you guys get to watch the other performers? Because of course, you know, tomorrow and Saturday, there's an F-16 demo team, there's an F-35 demo team. Do you get to watch the other acts, or are you too busy performing preparing before you guys get to go up and show?
Every now and then we get to see some acts and catch some glimpses of some acts, but generally how the schedule works out, we're kind of arriving to the show site and then starting our pre-flight preparation and briefing and all that while the air show is going on. So not as much as we'd like to. There's some incredibly talented performers that we're fortunate enough to share the air show circuit with throughout the year and who will also be here this weekend. And I encourage everyone to arrive to the show early so you can see them as well. I know once I'm done with this team, one day I'll come back to an air show just as a fan and check those shows out, because I know they're pretty incredible themselves. So I'm looking forward to that.
We're going to pause this interview right now, talking to Lieutenant Commander Scott Goossens, Blue Angel number 4, the slot pilot yesterday. We'll pick this up again in just a second after Traffic on the Fives with Jake.
Corey Station, they have the back gate closed and traffic is being routed back to the front gate. It's very, very backed up and slow there, so just please pack your patience this morning. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest showing a really slow roll all the way down to Highway 29. Highway 98 westbound at Tiger Point's really starting to back up there at the light at Garson Point. Also, Highway 29 just north of 10 miles showing some back up there. If you have any traffic info to report, you can text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, it's a good note, Jake. You can't bring coolers on the base. You can't bring weapons on the base. You can't bring outside food and drink on the base.
No throwing stars.
No weapons of any kind. Yeah. But you know what you can bring as much of as you want? Patience. 7-4. Sorry, it's a terrible joke. Anyway, 746 on News Radio 92.3. Back to Lieutenant Commander Scott Goossens, Blue Angel number 4.
Other than the F-18, is there something that like just captivates you? Is there a platform that you love, even if it's not an American platform? Just something where every time you see it, you're like, oh yeah, that's a sweet machine.
Yeah, you know, I think the aircraft that captured at least my generation's interest the most is an aircraft that we don't even fly anymore, but you'll see on static display here at the museum and also at the air show this weekend on the flight line is the F-14. I think that's just the classic Navy fighter jet that you know, whether it was from Top Gun or just from growing up and seeing them flying around.
The Final Countdown.
Yeah, Final Countdown. It's just a beautiful airplane and one that you know, I would have loved to have flown. But it's just one of those airplanes that just looks great sitting on a ramp and looks great in the air as well.
And twice as big about.
Yeah, it's a pretty large,
it's huge, right?
Pretty large aircraft. But yeah, I think if I could go back in time, fly any airplane, it'd probably be that one.
That's very cool. Yeah. So, as you just kind of, I don't know, you said your family, you have kids?
I do. I have a 2-year-old daughter.
Oh, man. Wow. What a fun time.
Yeah.
Does she even know you're on the Blue Angels? Probably not at this point, right?
You know, I think she associates the blue flight suit, the jets, and all that with, she just calls all of it data. So pretty much anything that flies, she says data. But it's, I made the team in July of 2021. She was born in August of 2021.
Oh, wow.
And then I moved down here to Pensacola in September of 2021 to start my time on the team. So her whole life, you know, has been associated with this team or with me being on this team. So I think it's, I don't know if it's something she'll remember fully, but I think it'll be really cool kind of when she looks back on things, all the photos and memories that we've had. And we've been fortunate enough to film this IMAX documentary over the last year or so. And I think that'll be a nice little time capsule of our time on the team. And hopefully that's something that she can watch when she gets older and say, oh yeah, Dad used to do something like that. So, like I said, I don't know how in tune she is with the fact that this is the Blue Angels, but I think one day she'll be incredibly proud.
Do you know yet where you're going next?
I do. I'm actually staying here in Pensacola, so I'll be an instructor pilot at VT-86,
which
is in the same hangar right down the hall.
Working for Mongo.
Yeah. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'm very much looking forward to that. My family loves Pensacola. This community has just been so welcoming, not just to my family, but to this whole team. And it's just been such a pleasure to perform here twice a year for the last 2 years, whether it be at the beach or at the base. And just the unconditional love and support that the Pensacola community has for this team is something that can't be understated.
That's probably, you know, that's the bluest of the organizations in the Navy is probably VT-86 with all the former Blue Angels that are in it.
That's true.
So I heard a rumor, you may or may not be able to confirm, that at a recent show maybe 2 weeks ago here during a practice, maybe that 5 got above the 1.0.
No, I can confirm that that did not happen.
That did not happen. Okay, yeah. I was surprised to hear somebody claiming that. No. They said, and I thought, well, I'm going to ask because, you know, typically never over land, right, unless special waivers or whatever.
No,
but
we won't do that over land, and we're hawking that speed very closely. So, yeah, I can confirm that that did not happen.
Do you ever wish you could fly just the sneak pass for one time?
You know, not really. not that I have anything against it or anything like that, but it's not
doesn't
the maneuver
doesn't
that
draw
I,
you?
I would much rather fly the double farvel.
Okay.
I would much rather do the fleur-de-lis, loop break cross, maneuvers like that. Sneak pass is great. It's low, it's fast, people love it, but you're just going in a straight line and pushing your left hand forward, so how much skill does it really take, right?
Well, plus it's solo, so not much skill at all,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, right?
Well, Scott, thanks so much. Oh, I meant to ask you. You said not Goose. I had thought it was Goose. My fault. What is your call sign?
My call sign is Jamami. So it's a long story from the fleet, but it's
Jamami.
Jamami, yeah. So that's my call sign.
There's no story you can give me that's like. I know there's always like 4 or 5 stories behind the call sign, but
no. I mean, I think
plus it's a 3-syllable, which is weird.
It is, but it's a quick one.
Yeah.
So we can get it across the radio pretty easily. But no, it just goes back to my time in the fleet and being in the ready room on SDO, squadron duty officer, playing music, and I was kind of like the jam master, jam mammy. So that's kind of how it all unfolded. But yeah, it's a great call sign, and you know,
they all are.
Obviously, we don't.
They are all good call signs.
All the Navy and Marine Corps call signs have great stories, and not a lot of your classic kind of Top Gun call signs or Air Force call signs, as we like to call them.
Well, thank you so much. Congratulations
on
your last show site.
We're
glad to have you staying in Pensacola, sticking around, and have a safe and productive couple of demonstrations tomorrow and Friday or Saturday.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much, and again, thank you so much to the. To the Pensacola community for all the support over the last couple of years. It's been an absolute pleasure to not only represent the Navy and Marine Corps, but to represent the community of Pensacola as well.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
There you go. So that was Commander Scott Goosens, Blue Angel number 4. So if you're watching today and you see the Delta, that's 6 planes, he'll be the, if you know bowling, he'd be the number 5 pin. Or he'd be the number 4 is in the middle at the bottom. Or if you're watching the Diamond, that's 4, he's in the back. So now you've heard him talk, and when you're watching, you can, just a little bit more personal for you. Oh, by the way, the call sign comment that he made, this is call signs in the Navy tend to focus on something you did dumb, mistakes you made, like to remind you forever. And that's not the only thing, but, you know, sometimes that tends to be the case. They come from all different sources, but that's one theme you see. In the Air Force, what he was getting at is a lot of times a call sign are more like, you know, super cool hotshot call signs like Killboy, you know, or something like that. You know, Maverick as a call sign is much more the kind of thing that you would expect in the Air Force rather than the Navy. It was, I think, kind of the joke he was making. Anyway, the air show course today and tomorrow. Enjoy yourself. It's going to be a great time. You know, we're going to be there in some form or fashion both days, as always. Love to watch the airplanes fly. And you got F-35s flying, flying. You got F-16 flying. You got a whole bunch of other things. Clydesdale start at 9:20. And the jet car is amazing. I mean, the jet car is, you'll know you saw it. I'll just put it that way. 7:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
what's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here, Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play, Pensacola. Tune in this morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
But those are the best checks. Come on now. 7:55, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jake is here with our traffic on the fives. Is Corey Station looking better yet?
No, it's not, actually. Was that the principal from Back to the Future? Is that the same guy, that voice?
From Back to the Future?
The principal.
Maybe.
You're a slacker.
Yeah,
you'll always be a slacker,
right.
McFly. Okay. Slacking on the gate at Corey Station. Traffic is being routed from the back gate, which is now closed, out back to the front gate. So it's just extremely slow there. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest showing a really slow roll all the way down to Highway 29. And Highway 98 westbound at Tiger Point is showing its normal congestion there at Garson Point. Highway 29 just north of 10 mile showing some back up all the way down to 9 mile. If you have any traffic info to report, please text me at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. We got David Wayne looks eager to get in here and correct us on our Back to the Future reference, I think is what you're going to do. Is that right?
No, I was just thinking about the Corey Station traffic. You know, nothing says military quite like being routed from one line to a different, longer line.
Yeah. I've had a couple people say that this is probably due to transferring of security resources over to the base, you know, so
that
just
would make sense, yeah.
Massive staffing is necessary on the base to handle the influx of civilians, and so that may be the reason that we love our air shows. I get it. I understand the frustration. I'm sorry. So,
well, in the headlines today, the 2023 World Series, apparently the least watched in recorded TV history. The Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks averaged 9.11 million viewers, less than the last couple years, well, less than every other year. The government says only half of the people eligible for the Special Supplemental Nutritional Program for Women, Infants, and Children, commonly known as WIC, are actually receiving benefits from it. In a report released today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says 12 million Americans are eligible, but just over 6 million received the benefits. And today's air show day, but it's also National Sandwich Day.
We eat sandwiches because of John Montague. Back in the 18th century, the Earl didn't want to stop gambling to eat, so he put some meat between two pieces of bread and pressed on. And he was the Earl of Sandwich, which is why we call them sandwiches. The most eaten in America is a grilled cheese, and according to Merriam-Webster, a hot dog is indeed a sandwich. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
I don't agree with that.
We have a lot of conversations about that. Nope. That's exactly right. All right, nope. David, thanks so much for the update. And by the way, fact check confirms you're exactly right. James Tolkien was both Skinner and also the aircraft carrier commanding officer in Top Gun. So well done, sir.
Yes.
You always say you don't know movies, but see?
Well, I just knew that voice, and I just remember that bald head. I mean, he's that character. He played that character better than anybody,
yeah.
I think.
No, it was really good. So just basic economics, okay? I'm sorry. But we get this news note that the Seminole Tribe is now going to be expanding gaming, right? Because the Supreme Court has temporarily at least allowed them to do so with new games coming December 8th at certain hotels and properties on December 11th. And the quote from Jim Allen, the CEO of Seminole Gaming, says, with the expansion of the new scope, we are creating over 1,000 new jobs made possible by the compact. Nope. The money spent to employ those people comes from somewhere else in the economy that is going to therefore lose a job here, a job there. Now, don't get me wrong. Net jobs can be created, but it's not 1,000. It's a transfer of jobs to the Seminole Tribe from
listen
somewhere
else. Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.